The Israeli army says at least 28 Palestinian civilians and a policeman are leaving the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem today. In Hebron, Israeli forces began pulling out of Palestinian-ruled parts of the city today, one day after its tanks and troops went in to search for militants. And the Israeli government said today it is still not prepared to cooperate with the UN fact-finding team formed to investigate Israel's assault on the Jenin refugee camp earlier this month. The 28 people allowed to leave the church were among some 200 Palestinian civilians and gunmen holed up there since April 2nd, when Israeli troops entered Bethlehem. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Jerusalem. First, Ann, the situation in Bethlehem, what do you know about that?
Well, as you say, this group of about 27 civilians and Palestinian security personnel are in the process of being released from the Church of the Nativity. They're going to be checked by the Israeli forces, and if it's determined they have no links to terrorism, they will be freed. There are still some 200 inside, among them 20 to 30 who the Israelis say are dangerous gunmen. An overall solution to the standoff now in its fourth week remains elusive. The Palestinian side does not accept Israeli demands. The gunmen be tried in Israel or exiled.
And the Israeli military operation in Hebron, what's the status of that?
Bob, Israeli tanks and troops are pulling out as the army promised they would. According to Israeli officials, 9 Palestinians have been killed, and the Islamic militant movement Hamas confirms that one of the men killed took part in Saturday's murders in a nearby Jewish settlement. That was the incident that spurred this latest Israeli operation. Now, this operation has been shorter than earlier incursions into the West Bank, and both sides have been more restrained. The Israeli Defense Forces went house to house in targeted searches for wanted Palestinian gunmen, and there's been far less damage than in other incursions. Israel's made a point of saying this was not directed at the Palestinian Authority. 20 of those detained are reportedly wanted by Israel for involvement in attacks, and Israeli forces also claim to have found a car bomb, explosives, and other illegal weapons.
Now, Israel said earlier it did not like the makeup of the UN inspection team that was supposed to go into Jenin. Are there other objections?
Yes. After 10 days, Israel and the UN are still at odds over the mandate of the fact-finding team. The principal issues appear to be whether the team will be authorized to draw conclusions after it's gathered facts, and whether it can call on any Israeli soldier it wants for testimony. Israel wants immunity from war crimes charges for any soldiers or officers interviewed. Israel says unless the team also looks into the terrorist network that operated in the Jenin refugee camp, it will not be balanced.
Now, Israel says there was no massacre at Jenin. If that's true, isn't it in its interest to allow an investigation?
Yes, and they say that Shimon Peres, the foreign minister, has said that he wants there to be an investigation. He has said repeatedly Israel has nothing to hide. But basically, they believe bad publicity over holding up the investigation is nothing compared to what they see as a biased investigation and a resulting smear campaign. So for the moment, they're not going to allow the airplane with the UN team to land in Israel until these outstanding issues are resolved. So the UN team waits in Geneva for the green light.
And is Yasser Arafat free to leave Ramallah now?
Not yet. Details apparently are still being worked out, but a senior Palestinian official did indicate that Arafat could be freed sometime later today. The siege is essentially focused on 6 men wanted by Israel who've been holed up with Arafat. They're suspected of involvement in the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister, as well as illegal shipments of arms. The Palestinians held a makeshift trial for 4 of them, and they're willing to hand those over to be guarded by American and British officials in a Palestinian jail. The sticking point at the moment seems to be the fate of the other two, and the two sides are still discussing the conditions under which those prisoners would be held.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Jerusalem.